So on my day off, I went out to lunch with some of my friends, and they offered a slice of cheesecake. And I couldn't resist. So I had that slice of cheesecake, and I gained about 3.5 pounds. And I go like, oh God, like it hurt, you know, but it tastes so good. So I usually run every other day, but this morning I told myself I gotta burn off that cheesecake and this Thanksgiving dinner to come. So I woke up and ran, and I was in my hoodie this morning. As I was coming back from my run, I was coming back close to the blessing box. An elderly person on the bike, but taking things out the blessing box, and of course they didn't know me that I was in my hoodie. I was incognito. So that person simply said, "Don't worry, there's still some left in here. Make sure you get something to eat." That's what the greatest Thanksgiving gift I got. My brothers and sisters, I think at times I hear a lot of people keep telling me 2020 sucks. It couldn't get worse. There's no blessing from this year. There's nothing to look forward to. But perhaps the blessings that we look for are the quantifiable blessings that we have deemed worthy, or the usual blessings that we want. But we have not looked into the quality of blessings that come from God. Perhaps the blessings that come from God, or the lessons that are being taught to us this year, are insignificant. And they are going to be unusual. And they're going to form us this year. Over and over again, I've read a lot of spiritual writers write about this year. And of course, whenever we always talk about 2020 vision, we talk about a clear vision, a good vision. Perhaps 2020. Is the year that God wants to clear up our vision from attachment to the things of this world, the things that we're so used to see reality as it is and where our blessing lies. What is there to give thanks for in 2020? Perhaps nothing. Perhaps a lot. Perhaps a little. Perhaps something personal. I give thanks in particular for the gifts of coming to America. Being here, the gift of freedom to worship, the gift of being able to share Thanksgiving with family, the gift of small blessings to be a priest, a gift of you. There are so many things to give thanks for. And just because things are not normal or as we would like them to be, doesn't mean that God doesn't bless us. The journey of life has always been filled with a lot of trials, a lot of hardships as well. No road is smooth, but the journey is worthwhile, because the journey for us as Christians is not leading somewhere, is leading us home. So therefore, what can we do to give thanks for 2020? Again, not in quantifiable means or terms or understanding, but the personal gift of ourselves to God and to one another. Just like the collect today for Thanksgiving Day, that may we recognize the mercy of God as infinite and His love for us countless, His blessings beyond our measures. That once we recognize that, we then in turn learn how to share it with one another. Perhaps the greatest thing that we will be able to say for one another throughout this whole Advent season that we are about to approach, as well on Thanksgiving Day, is to be able to say to one another, don't worry, there's still something left for you in there that God had not abandoned you.